Hi, I'm Yvonne and I live in South Africa. I found RMI in June of 2013 and through them I found my heavenly husband, for which I will always be grateful. Like so many other women, I found RMI through divine intervention. When my marriage crisis happened to me, I fell on my knees and I prayed to a God that at that stage I didn't really believe existed. And then he led me to church. And as I was sitting in church, I heard a name as if it was spoken to me aloud. And it's someone that was in my building where I used to work, but I didn't really talk with her because she was always talking about the Lord and it made me extremely uncomfortable. So the morning I went to work, and the first thing I did is I went into her office, and she was so surprised to find me there. But she prayed for me and she gave me the Restore Your Marriage book. I devoured the book and saw the RMI website and I went to have a look. To my surprise, I saw there were free courses available and I signed up for them and started them as well. And I poured my heart out into my journals and followed the principles. At this stage of my life, I was following the principles out of desperation, but they started to become a part of my everyday life. As much as I read the Restore Your Marriage book, I started reading the Bible and thirsted for every word and every promise in there. I wanted every woman to experience the utter love and awe that I had for and still have every day for my heavenly husband. And this made me apply to become a minister in training, and I started volunteering for the ministry. Since then, I've gone through more trials than ever in my life. But despite, or maybe because of that, I just got closer to my heavenly husband. Through every trial, I could feel his presence in my life and his guidance. Because I grew up in a broken home, we were 5 children, and we grew up with our mother as our only provider. So to all of us, she was first in our life. After she passed away, I got married, and then my husband became first in my life, and my children were born and they became first. So all the while, my heavenly husband was waiting patiently for me to turn to him instead of to people. Then my marriage broke up and I was broken enough for my Lord to step in and sweep me off my feet. And he did that so much. As time went by, seeking restoration was not my priority anymore, but I felt like a hypocrite because I'm praying for marriages to be restored, but now seeking restoration for my own marriage was not a priority for me anymore. So I had a struggle with the Lord for so long because I did not want restoration anymore. In the end, tired of fighting with him, I told him, Lord, it's all in your hands. Whether you restore my marriage or not, I'll be yours forever. And now I'm living the abundant life with him, and my future is in his hands, however he decides. The freedom of having him make the decisions for me is something that I just cannot put into words. If I should tell you which resources are my favorite, it will be a very long list. But let me just name a few of the resources. The Restore Your Marriage book is one of my favorites because without it, I wouldn't have found my heavenly husband. The Finding and Living the Abundant Life gave me the freedom to trust my heavenly husband with my future and enjoy to wait on him. The Workers at Home is also one of my favorites because it helps me to run my household, train my children together with the wise woman. So as you can hear, it will be difficult to choose a specific resource because each of them had a different purpose in my life at a different time. I don't remember the exact date that I got to know the Lord personally, but I remember exactly what the turning point was. It was a weekend. I was sick with the flu and I felt depressed, and I remembered lying in bed the whole weekend with a blackness around me. I could feel the blackness on me. I can't remember eating or drinking or even getting up the whole weekend, although I'm sure I must have done in all of those. All I could do was just repeat the same verse over and over again. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. I started picturing myself in the strong tower in front of a fire with the Lord sitting next to me, comforting me. And then the Sunday I woke up and it was as if a cloud was lifted from me. I think of this as my new birth. it seemed like the sun rose for me for the first time in so long. And from there, my relationship with the Lord just grew stronger. And there he became all I needed. This is called a restoration journey for a reason. It's not something that happened in the blink of an eye, and you have to move through all the stages and make sure that you keep on moving forward and not go around the same mountain over and over again. Soon you will look back and see that today is better than yesterday, and every day after that gets better, and before you fully realize it yourself, you are living the abundant life with your heavenly husband. I want to let each one of you know that God can and will restore your marriage, but there's no reason for the wait to be a painful thing. With the Lord, the wait can be such a blessing and every day such a pleasure. And the great thing is, all you have to do is surrender and trust. If you'd like to read more about my journey, please click on my hashtag Yvonne to follow my praise reports and abundant life lessons.